On 11.16 SEN, mornings with Rowan Connolly. For iPrimus, unlimited broadband and NBN plans for all of us. Call 131 101 and Mercedes-Benz Brighton. Think Mercedes-Benz, think Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Bit more Husker-Du there, that's Pink Turns to Blue, also off Zen Arcade. Check it out, great album. Coming up to 3 minutes to 11. Time to talk tennis now. We've got the world of tennis with Brett Phillips for AFT Hire. For all your temporary fencing and portable toilet hire, log on to afthire.com.au or call 1300 946 660. Good morning, Brett.
G'day, Ro. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, we've been doing a lot of talking over the last few days, haven't we both? And you've been covering a few more miles than I have. That was a gallant effort of yours off the red eye from Perth straight into the studio. How'd you pull up?
Not too bad, and then went to Canberra on Saturday, so a full day on SEN yesterday. So, no, just having a fairly relaxing Monday. We're going to head to the game a little bit later on, Hawthorn and Geelong, which should be hopefully a decent game. But, yeah, look, plenty happening in the tennis world, Ro. We had a really good chat last night on the first serve with Daria Gavrilova. She and the Aussie girls this week will be, of course, in Fed Cup mode, taking on Serbia. So it's a really big tie for us to actually stay in what is classified as World Group 2. So we're a bit below the Davis Cup boys. They're obviously into a semi-final against Belgium later in September. They're in good nick. The girls have got some work to do. But, you know, there's a feeling that maybe the wind's just going to shift a little bit. You know, Gavrilova, top 30, Ash Barty and her great comeback in the last 12 months. You know, Casey Black was still a very competent singles and doubles player. And the youngest member who has been picked last week, the 16-year-old, who certainly made some noise during the Australian Summer of Tennis, Destiny Iava. And she can absolutely hit a tennis ball as good as anyone I've seen for her age and, you know, certainly her older contemporary. So whether Alicia Molik throws her in, away, against, you know, hostile sort of crowd, we'll have to wait and see, but it's a really big tie. And look, if you didn't miss that, if you're a tennis fan and didn't catch that chat last night, just head to the first serve page on the SEN website and you can have a listen to Dasher. And obviously for the men, we really start the clay court season, Rowan. It's got underway last night. Beautiful Monte Carlo. If you're going to pick one tennis tournament to go to, everyone would like to go to the Grand Slams. But this is the most picturesque backdrop of all time. You just love to go there for a holiday, full stop. But the tennis in Monte Carlo is going to be sensational this week. And eyes on Bernard Tomic and how he's actually going to present himself. He's got little Diego Schwartzman, the Argentinian, who's a tough clay courter. Bernard's going to have to be at his best, and they're really keen to see how he applies himself.
Quick question without notice. I was just thinking, you know, Kyrgios versus perhaps greater depth in the women's field. Who's ahead at the moment in Australia, the women or the men?
Oh, no doubt the men. Yeah, the girls have got some work to do. We've got some good emerging players, you know, certainly with Barty coming back and Destiny Iava, Lizette Cabrera. You know, these girls are showing that they could possibly get there. It's such a long, hard road. It's tough to look into the crystal ball and see where they'll be. The men, you know, certainly we've got a number of players inside the top 100. We've got a few injured at the moment. We need to get Kokkinakis back out there. We believe he's going to play in Madrid in about 2 weeks' time. He's had a cortisone injection in his back last week. I mean, he's hardly played, for the best part of 18 months. You know, briefly at the Olympics last year, Brisbane doubles earlier this year, which he won. We haven't seen him since. He's a great young kid and, you know, we just want to see him playing tennis. Milman and Duckworth are injured at the moment as well. So we need the full complement back, but they're certainly in better nick. And interestingly, with Kyrgios, he's decided to skip Monte Carlo this week, which I think is a good move. Mm. He's come off a big sort of US hardcourt season, Miami, good run there, obviously, to play, you know, Federer. Good run at Indian Wells. He's had a really good 5 or 6 week gap. So he needs to pace himself, certainly, towards the French Open over the next few weeks.
Good work, BP. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, Ro.
Brett Phillips bringing us up to date in the big, wonderful world of tennis.